we're back in the car, and we're back with the Peppa Pig stickers in Anna's car today, getting a bit of respite from a very sunny day, having paced the streets. Anna, we're happy to sit in the car before we move on to the next place, but woo!
You made it sound like we've been walking the streets, didn't you? Yes, it is nice to get in the aircon. And the last time you'll ever be in the Peppa Pig car?
Well, it's all right, guys, because autumn's on its way, so let's face it, it's going to be rain and wind. Yeah. No, this is a positive podcast. We'll stay positive. So welcome to Slimming World podcast. I'm Claire. This is Anna. Hello, if you are new to the crew. We've been doing these podcasts every Monday for the last nearly 5 years.
Stop it.
How has that happened? Anyway, we do podcasts which are available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify every other Monday. On the other Mondays, you can go and listen to them in the Slimming World members area, where actually you get to listen to them every week and you get to listen to them early because they get released on a Friday.
Bit of a bonus,
so
isn't it?
If you have got at a loss at a weekend, you can listen to the podcast before anybody else. This topic, navigating change, we thought this is 4th of September. We've done podcasts before where we've talked about the start of the school year, almost yes. Feeling like another kind of moment in the calendar where you're like, right, whatever happened in the season just gone, let's draw a line, reset, refocus for the next holiday break, which would be Christmas.
Yeah, there's something really exciting about September, I think. It's just like a fresh start. Autumn's on its way. Lots of kind of warm stew is coming. New beginnings. Like, I always think it's really positive. Like, you've enjoyed your summer. Now let's get set for a wonderful autumn and winter.
Yeah, but we're also kind of thinking about some of the changes that happen around this time. You know, for young moms, it might be the first time that their kids are going to school.
Yeah.
You know, maybe for people whose kids are grown up and they're going to university. Maybe you are one of those young people who is going to university and moving out. And then there can also be other changes which happen throughout our journeys. You know, the bumps such as relationship breakups. I've had plenty of those to talk about during weight loss journey. Bereavement, changing your job, you know, having children, moving house. And actually, sometimes these can be reasons that we say, I'm parking weight loss the moment. Or it feels like your head is so full with all the other stuff that you haven't got room for this. And we thought that it might be worthwhile acknowledging this as a point that can be a bit of a challenge for some people. But also, I suppose, thinking about it as an opportunity in that we are ultimately on this journey to get to target, and it can be an opportunity to learn a new set of tools of how you might navigate this.
Yeah, because I think what's a really important thing to recognise in a weight loss journey is the hurdles that you're going to go through represent your life, don't they? And life. And therefore, learning how to deal with them while you're on a weight loss journey means that when you have lost your weight and you're maintaining your weight loss, you're going to know what to do. And there is never an optimum time to lose weight. There is always something that will get in the way. And it's learning to ride those waves and kind of go round those roundabouts while still trying to fit it within your lifestyle. And I think the thing that's so great about food optimizing is its adaptability. You know, I've been doing it for over half my life and I've changed as an entire person, you know. I started as a young student and now, you know, I'm not a young student. You know, I've been sick, I've had a baby, I've got married, I've, you know, everything's changed in my life, but food optimizing has adapted with me. So I think it's knowing that you may need to adapt your style of food optimizing and you may need to acknowledge that it won't always be as simple as it once was, but it doesn't mean as life changes, you can't still do it, which is a nice thing to know.
Yeah. That's interesting, isn't it? Because there may be some people who are listening to this having they've become lapsed members, or maybe they are looking to rejoin and they feel they've maybe gone away from Slimming World and they're thinking, how and where can I come back? And I think this is where, like, this idea of drawing a line and looking at a reset, looking at things through a new set of eyes to keep things fresh, that it comes with no judgment. And ultimately really that is the point of what the groups and the support mechanism, you know, be that the online community or physical group face to face, that's what is unable. It's included in the membership. So how can you lean on that? Because in other plans, it is just, here's a meal plan, eat this, and you'll be fine. Yeah. And actually, when you're in these situations, when you're navigating changes in these situations, it's not the complete picture of what's going on.
No, not at all. I think it's knowing, if there is anyone listening to this and thinking, oh my goodness, I haven't been, I want to go back, but I'm not sure what's going to happen, please know, both physically and online, when people come back to group as a consultant, it's one of, I do this squeal, my members say, wherever I see a rejoining or lapsed member come back in, it's knowing that we are so excited to see you and help you, and a really knowing of the courage that's taken. So I think the best advice I give anybody who's feeling like that is to lean into group, to lean into the online community and get that support. Where are you struggling? Where do you need some motivation? What do you need to do to keep consistent, and ask for it? Because that's what we're here to do. We're here to empower, motivate, and inspire you. So I think it's knowing you don't have to do it on your own. Because when things start to get rocky, I have the tendency to hide. Okay, can't deal with this, so I'm going to go away. Actually, the worst thing I learned I could do for my weight loss journey was hide. I needed to be open. I needed to talk. I needed to say, right, this is where I am. Help dig me out of this hole. And that's where group was vital for me. Because actually, and you said this many times, there's always someone further ahead in the journey or someone who's a little bit later in the journey than you. And actually, it's all those brains together that can help you really, really create a plan to move forward.
Yeah, it's true. I'm just going to open the window. Oh, can we turn the engine off and, like, just open the window a bit?
Yeah. So bloody hot.
See, I was kind of, like, thinking about, you know, with navigating change, I think about how sometimes, you know, what you've been doing previously is quite familiar and it's quite comfortable, but it doesn't always get you to where you want to be. And then that kind of anticipation of knowing that a change is coming, and, you know, whether it be rejoining or you need to rethink how the food optimizing plan is going to work for you moving forwards in whatever your change in circumstance, it can all feel quite unknown.
Yeah.
And it's like you're looking into the future of, like, grey, foggy mistness, and you can't quite piece it together. And it can feel, like, overwhelming.
Oh, 100%.
And I think I remember, I'll have to send it to Holly, who helps us out on our Instagram, but I remember looking at this sign when I was out walking once, and it was for a footpath, and it had, like, an arrow left, an arrow right, an arrow upwards, and I was like,
where am I going? Oh my gosh.
Like, which way? There's so many options, I don't know where to start. And then what happens for me in that situation is a freeze.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to get the cogs turning again. So if you are in that situation,
simplify.
I really sympathise with you.
Yeah, I think simplify when you get to that stage. Okay, what is it that needs to be my first step? Is it going and getting back into group? Is it saying, actually, I'm going to just drop the snacks, I'm going to try and eat an apple, what am I going to do? But simplify it, because we're great as human beings in trying to overstretch ourselves and make ourselves do 100 things in 1 minute, and that's not going to help you achieve this, especially if you've got change going on in your life. So really taking stock again, writing it down, thinking about what you want to achieve, but don't set yourself up from failure by trying to do too much, I think is really, really key. And asking for help. It's really, really important you know that there is help there for you, and understanding that when you try and embark on something new, it can feel overwhelming. But as you get into that new groove and that new habit, it does become easier.
Mm. See, I think you said before that sometimes in some of these situations, life is almost more important than the 100%. Weight loss journey, and relieving some of the guilt and the pressure from that. What do you mean by that?
So I know in my life there are times where I've had to go, right, the only thing I'm capable of doing right now is holding on tight. I've got to ride this wave. What I'm setting out to do is maintain my weight. Actually, that's cool. Right now, I haven't got the physical or mental capacity to do anything else. And knowing that's okay. No one's saying you need to lose 3 pounds a week to be a successful human being. It's your journey. It's your choice. And actually taking that on and empowering yourself with that takes the pressure off, which in turn stops the sabotage.
Yeah. I mean, I think we did an episode in the early days about maintaining, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I remember saying, I was really shocked that we were talking about maintaining like it was a dirty word.
Yeah.
But actually, you're right. Skill. Sometimes it's about protecting where we've got to so far.
Exactly.
I would say like the biggest thing that I have really learned is about managing my own expectations.
And I think that's a really key point, because what we do is we go out with that, well, I've signed up to lose weight, therefore, now I've said I'm going to do it, it needs to happen by next week, or I've failed. Or if I'm not losing 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pounds a week, there's something wrong with me. And actually saying, right, you know, when you went to school or whatever you did, it was never a straight line, and this isn't going to be a straight line, and accepting that and being kind. Because what we know is if you are unkind to yourself, that's when the sabotage comes in, that's when the trigger foods, that's when the old habits that have caused you to become overweight a lot of the time rear their head, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, being kind is key, especially when change is happening.
Some of the tools around the psychological aspect of what's going on that are out there with Slimming World, you know, there is information there about emotional eating,
yes.
Brilliant features about that. There's even like perhaps looking at your sins more flexibly as well. There's a brilliant article called Be the Boss of Your Own Weight Loss and Taking Control of That. And even just reading more, speak to your consultant more about the danger zones, about these trigger foods. That for me was allowing me to really see what was going on. And it was almost like subconsciously when things were going bad, I would just be doing this stuff, which my conscious, rational brain would be like, I didn't do that. What do you mean?
I remember, never forget, I was really poorly with my back, and I just looked down at the side of the bed, and it was like someone had emptied a rubbish bin of wrappers onto my bed. And then I realized there was no rubbish bin emptied. That's what I had just consumed. And it was like it was an out-of-body experience, because I didn't remember that happening, because I was so within the emotion. So again, it's learning about yourself so that you can arm yourself. If you know, and change can be a really positive thing, can't it? So maybe that you've fallen in love and you're going out and you're eating and you're drinking. It's knowing how you're liable to behave so you can plan that in and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you know what? That is really true, isn't it? About the positive aspects. Mm-hmm. Yeah, suddenly you've got more time. Maybe, you know, because your child, you might get more sleep if your child's going to school.
I remember when Daisy first went to school, I was like, I don't know what to do with myself. And me and a lot of the mums from the local school found ourselves in the local coffee shop, sat there like, what do we do now? Because we haven't got our kids running around, and we started drinking lots of coffee, and then the cakes came out. So again, we had to manage our own kind of, this is how we're chilling out now and not eat cake, you know, for the 6 hours that they were in school. So again, it's knowing what you may be predisposed to do and getting a plan so that you can, you know, stay in control.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, some of the biggest changes that have happened to me has been partly just having to come to terms with accepting that this is uncomfortable, this is unfamiliar, and this is normal. Like, it is normal that I'm probably going to have to bounce and have a couple of gains and learn from this, and not beating myself up about that, not carrying the guilt for that reason. And just that it takes time, being kind to myself and being open-minded to learn rather than just falling off the wagon and getting back up. It's I think I just had to accept, like, this is tough, but I will get through this. And there was definitely times early on where every little thing that happened to me, I felt I was on the floor, rock bottom.
And it's almost like understanding emotionally where you might be. Like, if your cup is totally full, the smallest thing can tip you over. So again, it's about giving yourself time to heal, time to sleep, time to rest. So many people don't realise, and I was one of these, how key rest was, relaxation was, being less stressed. Because actually we live at this pace of life, and it's actually saying, well, if there's change, how's that going to have a knock-on effect in all the things I do, and how do I need to manage it?
That is true. Someone said to me, resting is doing.
I used to feel guilty. Yeah. Like, you know, got a day off. Like, oh my gosh, I should be cleaning the house. I should be sorting that cupboard. I should be doing that. No, just sit still. It's okay to rest, to watch TV, to read your books, to go for a gorgeous walk, to sit and take 2 hours to eat breakfast. But we're so used to go, 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 you know, that we feel this, I need to do it. Actually, no, you need to be still for a minute.
Yeah.
Being still is key.
Making space.
Yeah, because physically and mentally, especially if change happens, that can lead to overwhelm, it can lead to imbalance, and again, it's taking stock and processing. I think that's a real thing. We move so fast, we don't process what's just happened or what's about to come.
If you are someone that is just catching up with us, having come back from the school holidays, you might have missed our last episode, it was 2 weeks ago, but it was Make a Birthday Wish, which was with Adam Henley, who is Greatest Loser 2023 for Slimming World. And talk about the changes he had to make. He's lost half his body weight. He's now 50 years old, and he's half the man that he was when he was 40-something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there is somebody who had to stare down the barrel at so many lifestyle changes that he had to make. If you feel like you need that inspiration and you've missed that episode, we'd highly recommend going back and listen to that. It's just a conversation between us and Adam via Zoom, you know, and is wonderful, you know. And use the success stories, use the magazines, get the journals, you know, dig into these things that you need. Because it's there.
It's there for you to take, to use how you want to, and cultivate and create what you're feeding into yourself. Like, I remember you saying this, you probably don't remember, but it was about curating your own news feed on your social medias and stuff, and actually what you're seeing constantly is affecting how you feel and what you see. So actually getting all that motivation, that support, that inspiration, really knowing that that's going to affect how you feel as well is key.
Well, I think that's where this message around take control, be an expert in yourself, it's really powerful message, isn't it? Because that ripples into so many different things, especially when there are the days where we don't feel that we're that much of an expert. We feel a bit wobbly. We're a bit like a jelly.
Yeah. But again, you are the best expert in yourself, and everything you're doing is learning about yourself. And the biggest gift you can give to yourself is listen and see the things that you have achieved, but also the things you might want to keep changing, because you're the one that can do that.
I just can't stop thinking about what Adam said in his podcast about the idea that he got to 49 or 40 something, late 40s, and he felt like he was almost like existing. He'd been drifting through his life, and now finally he had the reins in his hand and he was living. It was almost like for the first time in his life he was truly living. And that's so powerful, because it makes you think, well, what does that mean to me? What does living mean to me? And I think sometimes with change there can just be that fear of unfamiliarity, or you're not sure about where's this going. And you know, even when you feel in love, it's almost like you feel out of control, don't you?
Yeah, very much.
Of where is this going, and could I get hurt? It could be quite vulnerable. I think that is just a really grounding, centering message to be like, well, what is living to me? And sometimes I've had to say, well, living actually is doing nothing.
Yes.
It's 100%. Chilling out.
It's lying on the sofa. Yeah, totally. And again, knowing that that's okay. And it's a fluid cycle, this, isn't it? So how you feel today isn't going to be how you feel tomorrow or the day after or how you felt 10 days ago.
Well, yeah, and finding the things that soothe you. You know, like my drawing, my painting. I've entered my second art show this summer.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually hung up 3 paintings I had framed in the art show this year. And painting has been a really great way for me to give myself that mental break.
Do you know, it's what Daisy does. Daisy, when Daisy is stressed, Mummy, can I have my arts? Can I have my arts? And she finds it so, so soothing. I like to doodle. It's doing whatever you find, isn't it? But knowing that actually food and alcohol is not something the habit we want to carry on doing. So just watching out for that.
It's just reprogramming. It's keeping an open mind and trying different stuff and seeing what works for you.
Yeah, exactly. And not being scared to try new things, because the worst thing is you don't like it and you don't do it again.
Some kind of horn episode happening outside there.
It wouldn't be a podcast unless we had some sort of noise happening, like a low-flying plane, a bird hitting my windscreen, you know, all those kind of random things.
Peppa Pig sticker.
I mean, this is the last time you'll ever see this. I'm getting a new car. So Peppa is being, it somehow is coming off tomorrow.
What does this say?
It used to say relax, but she took the X off.
Relax.
Yeah.
Okay,
she said I needed to do that while I was driving. I needed to relax.
Okay, Daisy.
Well, that's a message there, isn't it? When your daughter's telling you to relax.
I know, because you know when you're in traffic and I'm like, I'm going to be late. She's like, just relax. You can imagine her saying it, can't you?
Well, whatever change you're navigating, we hope that the seas feel a little calmer and that some of the things that we've talked about can just give you a bit of peace or respite find the tools that are going to help you. You know, if you are a member, then make sure you're making the most of your membership. Reach out to get that extra support. Use all the tools and knowledge. Read your pack. Whatever you need, dig into it and use it, because it might take you a little while to find the answer or unlock that next level that you need to get to, but stick with it. That's what we're saying, because we are living proof that you can find your way, even, you know, when it feels very uncertain.
1,000%.
And if you are someone who's rejoined, or, you know, a lapsed member coming back, or you're even a new member,
let us know.
Welcome to our crazy crew. Come and find us at Slimming World Podcast. We are slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. And obviously, if you want to binge listen to a load of podcasts, then we've got plenty of back episodes for you to get involved in. Next week, we'll be doing a members only podcast, which will be digging into healthy extras. Can you tell your A's from your B's? Let me tell you, I reckon there's going to be some questions in this quiz that are going to totally stump me and Anna. So consultants, get your brain caps on. This might test you too.
Yeah, exciting times.
All right, have a great start to your September, welcoming autumn, however you may wish to do that. And we'll see you very soon. Goodbye.
Bye for now.